Now I'm joined on the line by Breedo Sullivan. She's going to tell us all about the series of literary events coming up in June and July, hosted by the National Library. A very good morning to you, Breed. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning, Johnny.
Yeah, pleasure to have you. Hope you're keeping well.
Thank you. Yes, I am indeed. Thank you.
That's great. So what do you have for us for the rest of June and July? I believe there's some very historic and poetic issues coming up, events, should
yes.
I say.
Yeah. Yes, yes, actually June we've devoted to literary events this year, and we've had a lecture already this week, but tomorrow actually one of the highlights of the programme is an event called Joyce at the Opera. It's an event we're putting on with the Italian Cultural Institute, and it features Professor John McCourt, who will talk about Joyce, and then also we have a number of singers, a tenor, a baritone, and singing some of the songs as well, actually, that Joyce loved, and accompanied by piano. And that's at 1 o'clock tomorrow. It goes on for about an hour. It's open to everybody. We're going to let people in on a first come, first served basis, so booking is not required, and it's free.
Excellent. And that's actually in the National Library itself?
That's in the National Library at 1 o'clock in our seminar room. So if people come into the main hall of the library, they'll be directed to where the event is taking place. So it is just a turn-up event, and we expect it to be kind of busy, actually, tomorrow.
Yeah, I would say so.
Doomsday, of course.
Yes, of course. And the weather is expected to be good as well. No rain, yes. Anyway.
Yes, yeah, yes. And there's always lots of people walking around during Bloomsday. And a lot of people come to the library anyway, because one of the chapters from the book is set in the National Library. So it's a place where a lot of people want to visit on Bloomsday anyway. So
okay.
This is happening at the middle of the day. So, as I say, it's open to everybody.
Okay. And it starts at 1 p.m. tomorrow, isn't it?
It starts at 1, yeah. It goes on for about an hour and 10 minutes.
Okay, okay. So, wonderful, wonderful. You've got more coming up for us as well, don't you?
We something do, on yes, the 20th? Actually, next week then, on Tuesday, we have a public lecture, again at lunchtime, actually, at 1 o'clock. And the title of the lecture is From Yeats to Heaney, 140 Years of Literature at the National Library of Ireland. And my colleague, Catherine McSharry, and the curator of the forthcoming Heaney exhibition, Geraldine Higgins, will talk about the literary history and the literary collections of the National Library going back 140 years. So including Yeats, because obviously we have our exhibition, Yeats, the life and work of William Butler Yeats, which is ongoing, and Heaney exhibition opening in 2018. So they will talk about those collections as part of the library collections overall.
Okay.
That's one of the highlights. Also, actually, on Tuesday, if somebody comes to that at 1 o'clock, and if they fancy a public tour of the Yeats exhibition, we have a tour at 2 o'clock. It happens one Tuesday every month, and it's Yeats and the Irish Cultural Revival. So it's an introduction to the exhibition, but it actually highlights Yeats's involvement in the Cultural Revival. So that's on Tuesday at 2 o'clock. You don't need to book, actually, for either. You can just turn up and attend the events at 1. For the lecture, or two for the tour. And then towards the end of the month, we have the librarian from the Bodleian Library, Richard Ovenden, talking about curating culture, which is research libraries in the digital age. So while it's not strictly literary, it actually is about libraries and research library, which of course the National Library is one of those as well.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So people, all they have to do is just turn up.
Turn up, yeah. And just okay. Actually, I suppose, like while I've highlighted the literary events, we also actually towards the end of June have, if anybody is interested in World War One, because we have our ongoing exhibition, World War One: Exploring the Irish Experience, we have a public lecture at lunchtime on the conscription crisis as part of the World War One programme. So that's on Tuesday the 27th of June at 1 o'clock. And again, that's free to attend if anybody wants to turn up for that.
Okay, same day the following week. Okay.
Yes, indeed. Indeed.
Wonderful. What about July? Anything in store yet or set in stone?
We have lots of interesting events in July, actually, and I suppose one of the highlights of the programme from July is, there are a couple of highlights, really, actually. We have a children's programme of events on Tuesdays and Thursdays in July. Tuesdays, the 4th, the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th of July, we're having what we're calling a drop-in Tuesday. So basically for children of any age, and we will have trails or storytelling and drawing on the Tuesdays from 2:15 until 3:30. And that's free to attend. And then on the Thursdays, we're doing a series of workshops Tuesday, beginning on Tuesday the 6th of July, and from 2:30 to 4, and that's called Design a Book Cover. So basically it's a bilingual, it'll be in Irish and in English, and we will talk about book covers. We will start out in the Yeats exhibition, look at some of the lovely book covers that are in that exhibition, and then talk about the children's books that we have in the library and how covers of children's books have changed over the years, and then children will get an opportunity to design their own book cover. So that's on Tuesday the 6th of July. On Tuesday the 13th of July, we have a workshop called The Bigger Picture, Old Maps in the National Library of Ireland. So a colleague of mine will be talking about maps, the map collections in the library, looking at really, really old maps that we have here, and then actually putting together or drawing a map of where you might be from or something, some place that is special to you. On Thursday the 20th of July, we're going to look at newspapers, and the title is Catchy Captions, Capturing Newspapers in the National Library of Ireland. So we'll be looking at kind of illustrations in newspapers over the years and captions that have been used, funny ones actually, and then coming up you'll be get the opportunity to come up with your own caption and own drawing after that. And the final one on Thursday the 27th of July is called Miss Battersby's Birds, Flapping Good Fun. We have a collection in the library, it's called Miss Battersby's Collection of Sketchbooks, features some beautiful watercolours of birds over the years, and we'll be having a look at that, and then children will get the opportunity to design their own bird or draw a bird as well as part of that. So they're the kind of children's workshops we have for July. But for anybody actually who's in school and who's interested in history, we have a two-day workshop called Hands on History. It'll be over two Wednesdays in July, the 19th of July, and the following Wednesday, then the 26th. The first week will introduce students to the National Library of Ireland, the kind of collections we have here and what we do here. And on the following Wednesday, the 26th of July, we will explore interactive and digital technology in history. So, and that the second workshop is being presented by the Nerve Centre for Northern Ireland. So it's from 10 to 4 on Wednesday the 19th and 10 to 4 on Wednesday the 26th. And students can book for the two days. It's open to all post-primary students at any level from first year to sixth year who are interested in history. And actually, you don't really have to be doing history as a subject. We'd like students who just have an interest in history anyway.
Okay. It seems like July is dedicated to children and those still in school.
Largely, but yeah. Just not forgetting the adults. We actually have our public tours are ongoing, so we'll have our tour of Yeats at the beginning of the month on the first Thursday, the 6th of July, and our public tour of the World War I exhibition on the following Thursday. But if somebody's around on Saturday, the 8th of July, at 1 o'clock, there's the National Library's History and Heritage Tour, where you can learn a little bit about the history of library building, actually, and then visit the reading room. And because readers will have left the reading room, people can just wander around the reading room, take photographs, and take a seat if they want for a little while as part of that tour. And that's part of our public tour program. As well as that, actually, in July we also will have an event on Francis Ledwidge. We will have a talk by Dermot Bolger and some readings and music, and that will be on the 12th of July.
Okay. Wonderful. Did you hold similar events for the children in July last year?
We do, actually.
Yes. You did.
July, each year, we have a children's program of events where we organise different events, generally ourselves, looking at different aspects of the library. Sometimes it's a tour, sometimes it's a trail. Sometimes we also have authors who come along, give a reading, and then afterwards we might have a workshop as well. But this year, the trails will talk about the different features of the library. A lot of interesting architectural features in the library. So we have a trail kind of from the front hall looking at the owls in the floor up into the rooms where there's lots of plaster work, actually, which has a lot of design in it. So we will explain what the significance of each part, and then afterwards we'll have a workshop around that.
Okay, sounds wonderful. I can only imagine, especially because the children are on holidays, and it's all very interesting as well. Was it so busy you had to turn some children away?
No? we have great capacity, actually. Our spaces are quite big. This year we've decided to open up the workshops to all children, and we will, within the different age groups that turn up, we'll just focus on that age group. So generally the age groups that come up for our workshops generally tend to be about between 6 and 12, which is fine. So each of those workshops is geared for those age groups.
Okay, and when they are involved in the actual workshops, do they still have to be accompanied by an adult, or you know, can they take a step back?
We do. Well, in the room actually where we run the workshops, it's our large our room, and parents are free to stay.
All right.
In
okay.
the room and take part in the workshop and help out the children if they want. You know, so we do like we welcome that actually as well.
Oh, that's very
good. It depends,
good.
I suppose, too, on how involved the workshops are. Some of them are more involved and, you know, require more help, where some of them then are more, the children can kind of actually do the workshop on their own with some help from the staff or whoever is participating. And because of the variation age group, if siblings come, they tend to kind of help each other anyway, you know. So
True. Makes it more, yeah, true, yeah. Indeed. Okay, I have to say it's all fantastic, especially the dedication of July, the July month to children. It's a very good idea.
Well, yes, it is. I suppose school is out, and during the year we get children on a lot of formal visits when they come with their teachers to visit the exhibitions or for a workshop that's kind of curriculum associated. So it's good actually in the summer just to kind of throw that off and just open it to all children. And while at the same time our workshops are draw inspiration from our collections, they're actually fun workshops.
Yeah. What are the actual opening hours?
The library opening hours every day are Monday, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We're open from 9:30 until 7:45, and then on Thursdays and Fridays we're open from 9:30 until 4:45. Saturdays the reading room is open from 9:30 until 12:45, but our exhibitions actually are open throughout Saturdays until 4:45, and on Sundays the exhibitions are open from 1 till 4:45. So they're open for a visit, an unguided visit that you can just wander in around the Yeats exhibition, the World War One exhibition, or the Hot Press exhibition, which is currently running in Temple Bar in the photographic archive down there.
Okay, and I'm assuming it's because it's indoors that there are no seasonal changes to those hours.
No.
Good.
The weather doesn't matter.
Makes it more straightforward and simple.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anything that's simple makes sense to me. Yeah. Just before we finish up, if you don't mind me asking, could you tell us just a little about the history of the National Library of Ireland?
Okay, the National Library of Ireland, the legislation forming the National Library of Ireland actually came in on August 1877. So the library is actually 140 years old by law actually in August this year. So we will be having a celebration for that in August. But the actual library itself didn't open until 1890. It was designed by an architect called Thomas Dean from Cork, who was actually knighted on the day the library opened, and it's been a library ever since. We are now a legal deposit library, which means we get a copy of everything that's published in Ireland.
Okay.
And our collections span books, newspapers, magazines, journals, images, photographs and prints as well. So it's quite a wide-ranging collection. Actually anybody can get a reader's card. If anybody's interested in doing research, you can get a reader's card just by coming in with your driver's license or passport, and you can get a reader's card, and once you get a reader's card then you can use the reading rooms of the library.
Wonderful. In relation to the services provided, without going into every single detail, we've come across, and some people may not know this, you can actually investigate family history.
Oh yes, we have a section called the Genealogy Advisory Service, which is open Monday to Friday from 9:30 to 4:45, and it's a walk-in service where there's a genealogist also and some library staff there who will help you with any genealogy, family history type queries you have. If you're starting out, they'll give you a hand on how to start out, or if you've already started and you're stuck at some point, if you just bring in the information that you have already, you can speak to the genealogist there and they'll help you or try and give you some more information to help you go further with your research.
Okay, sounds wonderful. Well, Breed, thank you very much for joining us. It was great having you with us.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay, all the best and take care.
Okay, cheerio now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All the best.
Bye.
Now, that
bye-bye.
Was... Bye-bye, bye-bye. That was Breed O'Sullivan from the National Library telling us all about the series of literary events coming up in June and July.